This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Thousands of Wisconsin college students are graduating this month, but amid the COVID-19 pandemic, they face a stark reality while working to find their place in the job market. Rich Kramer reports high-stakes internships are hard to come by, and the economy is hemorrhaging jobs as businesses and states work to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus.
Earlier this month, UW-Madison held an online commencement ceremony for graduates watching with their families in homes scattered around the world. It was in stark contrast to those held last year in a packed Camp Randall Stadium. Chancellor Rebecca Blank lauded students for pushing through their classes despite monumental change.
You have completed your degree in the middle of a life-threatening pandemic that has disrupted every aspect of life. Your resilience and adaptability deserves appreciation.
The sudden transition to online classes due to COVID-19 shook higher education, but the impacts facing the graduating class of 2020 are much more severe. Triple major Laura Downer says COVID-19 robbed her of a dream internship with the U.S. State Department in Berlin, Germany. After applying for 2 years, she learned this winter she was in.
And then just a few weeks ago, I got the email that said, due to COVID-19 travel restrictions, we're canceling all these internships and not postponing them to a future date. And because of certain restrictions, I probably won't be able to reapply.
Downer was interested in becoming a Foreign Service officer and saw the internship as a way to test the waters. Now she says there will be pressure to find a more sustainable full-time job elsewhere. Rebecca Perret is an associate dean of UW-Madison's Letters and Science Career Initiative.
So we have a situation where students are sort of waiting for further decisions to be made, waiting for a start date, or now, the worst case scenario is they had an opportunity, it was taken away, and they are having to rapidly regroup.
Perret says jobs in retail and marketing communications have dried up, but she's seeing new opportunities in technology and software development. She says her office is partnering with companies and alumni to offer micro-internships and career simulations.
Graduating in a bad economy like this, it has long-lasting economic consequences.
That's Marquette University Emeritus Professor of Economics, Abdur Chowdhury.
And I think that for the next 10 years, the class of 2020, they will likely earn less than they would have had they graduated when job opportunities are plentiful.
What's worse, says Chowdhury, is that new graduates won't be eligible for the same type of unemployment benefits older workers may qualify for. Also, he says many students may choose to stay in school while racking up more student debt. UW Stout computer and electrical engineering major Jacob Hillebrand was lucky enough to land a job with diesel engine manufacturer Cummins before graduation. He says he's grateful for the opportunity, but his position may already be impacted by the fallout from COVID-19.
I think Cummins announced that they're doing subtle pay cuts and subtle hour cuts to a lot of their employees, just kind of across the board. So I think I'll be working 4.5 days a week instead of 5.
UW-Eau Claire elementary education major Becky Presley was offered a teaching job in Texas where she student taught, though she's hoping to stay in Wisconsin. But she says it's taking longer to hear back from districts she's applied to.
So, I'll submit an application and normally it would be reviewed in 1 to 2 weeks. But my career counselor said, maybe wait 2 to 3, it might take a little longer just because people's priorities are elsewhere.
As stay-at-home orders begin to lift, some businesses are opening back up. Still, the state's economy is daunting, with more than 300,000 weekly unemployment claims reported by the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. That's an increase of more than 1,000% compared with numbers from last spring. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.